This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M4.
So we've got Keys 3, Downing 3, Clare 3, Clare Hall 1, Wilson 2, Darwin 2, Selwyn 3, Jesus 3, St Cat's 3, Christ 3, Tithall 3, Fat 4, Corpus 2, Homerton 2, Eddie's 2, Christ 4, Jesus 4, and then the sandwich boat, which is Hughes Hall 2. The action will be getting underway very shortly, so we will head over to Clare. Clare, you're at first place.
I am at first post. There's nobody here yet, unsurprisingly, because the race is yet to begin. But I think the one-minute calendar, as I was just gone on, might be going any moment soon. Melissa, can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, so it's about 30 seconds till the race. I can see the various boatmen with their poles ready to push their crews out into the water, and they're beginning. I'm standing next to Claire M3, so I can see Anton, their boatman, pushing them out into the water. The cox is looking slightly anxious. This is a really stressful time for them. And once the race starts, they're able to just focus in on their crew and the calls they need to make. But they'll be worried about holding the bung that they need to keep hold of until the race has started and the final cannon has gone. They're now just looking to tap their boats round so that they're really well lined up. And the race has begun. So Claire looks to have a reasonably strong start. Less strong. Claire Hall M1 is coming after them. But they look to be gaining some speed. From what I can see, Downing M3 are gaining on Keys M3. And Claire Hall M1 have opened up quite a gap, maybe three lengths between Claire Hall M1 and Wilson M2. We then have Darwin M2 about a length behind Wilson M2, and Selwyn M3 are left tailing about three lengths behind Darwin M2, with Jesus M3 about a length after that. Claire, what can you see?
Well, here at first post, we have Keys, the first boat in the division, coming around the corner. There's about a boat and a half length between them and their nearest pursuer, Downing, so they're quite comfortable. After Downing comes Claire M3, who are about a boat length away from Claire Hall M1. However, they seem to be getting faster and faster and furthering that gap as I speak. With a bank crew behind me making an awful lot of noise. The nearest pursuer behind Claire Hall 1, however, is Wolfson, and they are at least four or five boat lengths behind. But the real action is going on between Wolfson and Darwin M2. Wolfson M2 and Darwin M2. Darwin look about to bump Wolfson, and I think the cox is going to have to concede. They've actually made contact. So that is that Darwin have bumped up onto Wolfson M2. Yes, Melissa?
Well, I've just been passed by Tit Hall, whose cox is screaming for her life. She needn't scream so loudly because she is in the middle of a huge great space with what looks like that. Gone by Corpus Christi 2 behind. Yes, Claire, what's happening up at first post?
At the first post, we just had absolute carnage. Effectively, Darwin was trying to clear. Wolfson was trying to clear after having been bumped by Darwin, and Selwyn were then bumped by Jesus, but Jesus actually crashed into Wolfson's boat, and they actually managed to take out a couple of people with their blade. It was quite dramatic here. All of the boats have pulled in while they sort this problem out. The stroke on on the Claire? Darwin boat looks quite upset. Yeah, passing to you.
Claire, so everything has been held up further down nearer the motorway. It looks like the marshals involved and asked everyone to stop. Yes, is that Pete or Andy?
It's Andy, I'm here at Grassy. Okay, I've just seen a bump. It's happened literally right in front of my eyes. Claire 3, they have bumped Downing 3, and now they can't clear the river. So Claire Hall have had to stop completely, but fortunately no one's behind them. They're going to keep rowing for a very comfortable row, but everyone has stopped behind them, so it doesn't actually matter. To confirm that bump, Claire 3, they bumped Downing 3, just Andy, going round Grassy Corner. So a great row by Claire 3. Yes, back to you, Melissa.
Okay, so from what I can see, as Claire was describing, absolute carnage up at first post corner, which has led to every other boat just stopping in the river. I know that first and third M4 was bumped by Corpus Christi 2. It looked like Fat Quarter, rather spectacular crab directly under the motorway bridge where the winds will have made it very difficult to keep hold and control of the blades. So I think that bump will hold. But as for the rest, I can see Jesus M4, Christ M4, Hughes M2, all of these boats all lined up and sitting, looking a bit clueless and uncertain about what's going on. So okay. I think that Aruro is absolutely certain. Yes, Claire, up to you.
So here on first boat, I can clarify what actually happened. Wolfson were rowing and they were bumped by Darwin M2. Darwin M2 then failed to clear quick enough and they were caught by Selwyn M3, who, whilst being bumped by Jesus M3 behind them, actually crashed into Darwin M2 with their blades making contact with some of the Darwin M2 rowers. Everyone on Darwin's boat looks okay. They're smiling. They're not passed out. It's fine. But there was definitely quite a lot of carnage, and it looked quite dangerous for the rowers for a moment there, which is why the race had to come to a stop, I believe. Passing down to Melissa, do you have any more news on what they're going to do next?
No, I don't have any news. I'm wondering whether Pete or Andy have got hold of a marshal. I'm walking towards some of them now, but they're unlike. I think that it'll be decided further up the river quite what will happen, but I think from what you're saying, it's likely that Riro will happen from about maybe the 8, 7, 4, 8 crew, so maybe from Jesus M3 downwards. I'm not sure. Andy or Pete, yeah. Do you have any sense of what's going on?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. So just to confirm what we do know, so we can say for certain that Keys 3, they would have rowed over at the top of the division. Behind them, Claire 3 bumped up on Downing 3, just going around Grassy. I can see the Downing crew. They are now starting that long and sad row back to them. Claire Hall had a very nice row over because behind them, that's where the carnage started. So Darwin 2, they bumped Wolfson 2. Presumably that will still stand. There's then some slight confusion because Jesus 3 looked like they were going to bump Selwyn 3. We have to see if that bump will stand or if the umpires think that Selwyn 3 were impeded by Darwin 2 before they were bumped. And the only other bump that we are certain of then is Fat 4. They were bumped by Corpus 2. For all the other boats, so that's Cat 3, Christ 3, Tit Hall 3, Homerton 2, Eddie 2, Christ 4, Jesus 4, Hughes Hall 2, they're all still hanging around, and it looks like we are going to have our second re-row on the first day of Bump 2013. We will try and find out, get that confirmed as soon as possible, but I reckon we're going to have another break because it looks like the boats are going to have to turn around and we will have a re-row.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello. So we've got a slightly humorous situation here in that they've not got enough gunpowder to set off this re-row in the normal way. So it sounds as though they're just going to give a go and hope that these five boats are going to manage to all here. We have Homerton M2, St. Ed's M2, Christ M4, Jesus M4 and Hughes M2 all re-rowing. So the bottom five boats in the division after the carnage that occurred up at First Post Corner, they're all starting off just ahead of the motorway bridge. So, and the countdown is just beginning, so they're being pushed out. These boatmen all trying to keep them all calm because this isn't the usual way that bumps would be done normally. They'd be waiting for their cannon shot and they know that they won't hear that. So they're all looking a little bit uncertain, but there's a lot to play for. And they now have some sense of how fast the crews around them are. So they're just lining up. The coxswains are making sure that they've got good lines and the various boatmen are beginning to count down. It looks like we're just about to start. There we go. Okay, so Christ, I'm just looking at now, they're off to a very dodgy start. They're almost into the bank. The Cox has taken a really poor line, and their boatman is looking really concerned. That's leaving Jesus a huge advantage as they're actually stuck in a bush. Jesus is certainly going to bump Christ because they won't get out of that bush. They're closing all the time, leaving Hughes M2 likely to row over. Oh, Christ! Price has salvaged the situation to some extent, but I'm not sure they're going to manage. Oh, that looks like an absolute collision. They may have taken off a bit of the Price boat. Claire, can you see anything?
Yeah, here on First Post, Homerton and M2 are just coming around the corner. They look absolutely excellent. They're taking a brilliant line around the corner, and they're at least four boat lengths ahead of St. Edmunds M2, who are their closest pursuers. Behind that, I can't see any more boats, so I assume that something rather dramatic is going on down where you are, yeah. Melissa.
Yes, okay, so Hughes M2 will be rounding the corner where you are, Claire, and that is because Jesus M4 has absolutely smashed Christ M4. Their boatman will not be happy about that, and I think that it's very much because of the line that the Cox took, which ended the Christ boat up in the bushes by the riverside, and the poor rowers didn't have much of a chance of getting out of that situation. So they did... they did manage to pull themselves out and rowed for a few moments more before Christ very convincingly bumped them. So, I mean, Jesus convincingly bumped them. Yes, is that
Claire?
Andy?
Well, I'm here on...
Andy, and I...
Oh, no, I'm here on the corner.
Yes, Claire?
Well, here on First Post, we seem to be having a bit of an issue with Hughes Hall. In that one of their rowers seems to have caught a crab and is slowing the boat down considerably. But up on Grassy, what's going on with Homerton and St. Ed?
Thanks, Claire. I'm just watching them go past now. And Eddie, the thing I'm just trying to be honest, the biggest one is going to go down to the end. However, Homerton, they are still well out in the lead. I think it's probably about two and a half lengths. Between them, and so I think Homerton, they are going to probably have quite a comfortable rover, but Eddie's putting up a good fight and going to make them work hard down the long reach. We've got Pete up there who'll be able to follow that and give us a bit more information clearer, and then just behind a massively long gap until eventually Hughes Hall going very, very slowly around the corner. Remember, they're a sandwich boat, so they have already rowed the full length course one today, so there's actually three starts today, so they must be absolutely knackered, and they are rowing as if they are knackered, but they're going to have a nice, comfortable row over. Pete, anything happening between Homerton and Eddies?
Homerton are coming past me now, and I think they're probably at least sort of five or six boat lengths, so they're coming into a fierce headwind here on Ditton. Homerton looking pretty easy, so it looks like there's probably going to be a row over there, although they're going quite close to the bank, actually, so I'm going to have to just move my feet out of the way in case they hit me. But St. Ed's are, as I say, probably about 6 or 7 lengths down now. Going past me now in their boat, Bob Arnold, the president. Interesting name. And they look like they've almost given up the fight against Homerton, to be honest. And as I can see, just in the distance, the very knackered-looking, as Andy would call them, Hughes Hall M2 boat, they're ready for a hot shower and a trip to bed, I think, because they've truly given up. But perhaps I can just give you a quick rundown of the order as we've called it for the whole division. So I think what's happened is that Keys M3 have rowed over at the top. We had Bump, Claire M3 on Downing M3. Claire Hall M1, then an easy row over because Darwin 2 were bumped by Wolfstone 2 behind them. Then I think we had a bump by Jesus M3 on Selwyn M3, and we need to find out what happened to the next three boats. But we assume St. Catherine's M3, Price M3, and Trinity Hall M3 have all been given technical rovers, although on my cheat sheet here, I've got a big question mark next to them, so I'll go and find out about that later. We've then got Corpus Christi M2 were successful in bumping first and third M4. Homerton and Ez went past me. I assume they both rode over. Then we had this calamity where Christ crashed and were conclusively bumped by Jesus M4. And Hughes M2 at the bottom of the division, looking very tired. Nelfo's another row in M5 tomorrow.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Pride is bruised. But anyway, I'll give you an update on the M4 division. So it's pretty much as we called it, but there's a bit of a confusion in the middle. So Keys M3 rode over quite comfortably. Claire M3 bumped up on Downing M3. Claire Hall M1 then had an easy row over because Darwin M2 bumped up on Wilson M3. Then what we originally called as a bump by Jesus M3 on Selwyn M3, they were both given technical row overs, as were St. Catherine's M3, Christ M3, and Trinity Hall M3. who I had a big question mark over before. Corpus M2 bumped up on first and third M4. Then we had Homerton easily rowing over, and St. Ed's behind them also rowing over, because Jesus M4 bumped up on Christ M4, which left a very tired-looking Hughes M2 to finish off the division and row at the top of M5 tomorrow.
May bumps.
Cam FM.